triggering new legal hurdles. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. The state at the heart of the Supreme Court decision that ultimately overturned Roe v. Wade faces another legal challenge in restricting abortion.
Mississippi's trigger law that would only allow an abortion if the mother's life is in danger or if a pregnancy results from a rape that is reported to police will be the subject of a hearing Tuesday. For now, Jackson Women's Health Organization still sees patients seeking abortions, but Republican Governor Tate Reeves said on Fox News Sunday he expects to prevail.
And unless there is an injunction which forces us not to enforce it, then of course we're going to enforce the law as it currently exists.
Clinic operators say if the near total ban is allowed, they will likely shut that clinic down. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And at the most recent public January 6th committee hearing, former White House Chief of Staff aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified that she heard conversations in the White House about two far-right groups involved in the Capitol riot. Democratic California Congressman and member of the committee, Adam Schiff, reacts on CBS's Face the Nation.
The fact that the president knew that the mob was armed, wanted the magnetometers down so they could take their arms to the Capitol, that doesn't seem to be disputed by anyone except Donald Trump, and he has no credibility at all.
Republicans say the committee is biased and politicizing the hearings. And following the death of 53 migrants in an abandoned tractor trailer in Texas, three Honduran men were found inside a toolbox.
Can you imagine how hot it got in those metal toolboxes? Now, these three migrants were from Honduras. They were okay. The driver, who was a U.S. citizen, was arrested. This is in the El Paso sector, where in just that sector alone, over the last 7 days, they busted 25 different human smuggling operations, rescuing more than 170 migrants. Abbott placing the blame on President Biden in his failure to support Border Patrol.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
25-year-old Jalen Walker was shot and killed during a police chase in Akron, Ohio on Monday. The Akron police captain says Walker, a black man, was fleeing from a traffic stop, and during the chase, officers chose to shoot because they believed he posed a deadly threat.
Each officer related that they felt that Mr. Walker had turned and was motioning and moving into a firing position.
Akron Police Chief Steve Millett also says that Walker was unarmed when running on foot from the officers. An investigation is ongoing. Meanwhile, one person is dead after a truck powered by a jet engine explodes.
It happened at the Field of Flight Air Show in Battle Creek, Michigan. According to Fox 17 in Western Michigan, the so-called Shockwave jet truck was racing two planes at speeds up to 300 miles an hour when the truck burst into flames. Andy Pepper tweeted video of that moment. Fox 17 says the explosion killed the jet truck's driver. A local pastor got on the intercom to say a prayer for those involved, and the air show was canceled for the rest of the afternoon. Roger Stern, Fox News.
And beach patrols have increased in the ocean waters off of Long Island after a swimmer was bit by what some believe may have been a shark.
Just the other day, a man who was swimming here in Jones Beach, just a few miles away from where I am right now, was bit so hard, police say, that he fractured his leg. It's being investigated as a possible shark attack. The first one this summer. They're ramping up patrols across the beach. You can see that they use drones and also helicopters to continue to comb through the waters from above as they keep on the lookout for sharks. Lifeguards on foot and even on jet skis this summer to monitor the more than 100 miles of Long Island beaches. Last month, a 10-foot Mako shark washed up at Point Lookout over here on Long Island. Officials stressing the attacks are rare as they continue to look into that possible shark attack at Jones Beach.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.